so many people have been laid off. There's been so many redundancies that whatever jobs that are there are jumped on. The infrastructure of the job search market is kind of brought down to the sheer volume of people, and some of the jobs aren't even real. They're just posted on online because they have to post them because it's an internal vacancy. You're one of thousands or hundreds that are applying for this job, and all they've got is a bit of paper. So they're having the slightest inkling that you're not fighting through your CV. They've never even met you. I mean, that's just the way it is. They're going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So I tried to get your face to face, but a lot of jobs, I would say 95% of the jobs that are on these boards, there is no option to speak to anybody. You have to post it through a blind link through a recruitment company who will then judge your fitness. I consider myself very lucky, additionally, that my wife fortunately is in a better paid job as being a GP, but the redundancy money ran out middle of the year. Like most people, rightly or wrongly, in the industry, savings we had were limited. That's through our own fault, not saving, but a lot of people the same. Both of us had really nice cars, both of us had a mortgage. I recently had this extension built 3 or 4 months before, so that the mortgage had increased. Yeah, so there's bills to pay. So unfortunately now, the last 6 months have been a tremendous strain, yes. Mentally, it's the same trudge every day. You're looking for jobs, it's the same knockbacks. Because there's so many people out of work and so little jobs,
it's just dog-eat-dog.
It's absolutely dog-eat-dog. And if my mate Steve's looking for a job, then you're out of luck. You know what I mean? It's kind of... The industry's always been an all-boy network in Aberdeen. It always has been. Whether it still will be if it turns back up again, I don't know. But so there's that physical and mental strain of each time of trying to get up and just get on and do things. And you can't help but think, you know, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm useless. Maybe I'm like... Maybe there is nothing for me. Maybe I'm just kind of, you know, old hat. I mean, I'm only 39. I'm not particularly old, but I'm feeling particularly spent. I mean, a lot of the people who have been laid off, who are my younger friends, have just upped and left. They haven't got family commitments. They haven't got a mortgage. And they thought, right, I'm off. I'll go down south. I'll go abroad, whatever, which is nice. But it's not really an option for me having two young children.